that same.
Hello, hello. Time for the almanac. Turn this down a little bit there.
Step away.
Step away from the almanac. Only trained professionals are allowed to perform.
Do not try this at home. But listen along at home.
Yeah, listen along. Keep track at home. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to bring back Almanac Trivia at some point in time. We've got a lot of prizes to give away.
And we did that on Friday.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. Well, then we'll wait another month.
Well, what we could do is today Almanac Trivia could be for the Minnesota Country Salute CD, because obviously with our local artist in studio, could do that.
It's possible.
All right.
We'll decide better pay on attention. That later. So you just never know. We may or may not use it.
Better pay attention.
It's good to throw a bluff out there every now and then. Just keep people honest.
That's right.
1777 on this date, the Continental Congress was meeting, and they approved the Articles of Confederation. You know, we're going through this whole revolution thing, and we needed to get organized. We needed to find a way so we could negotiate treaties and pay our debts and do other things as a country, because we were winning our independence, or at least working toward it.
Yes.
So we put together a little thing called the Articles of Confederation. It was the precursor to the Constitution.
Sure.
1777.
I like it.
A guy who would definitely win a Merle Haggard lookalike contest, Union General William Tecumseh Sherman, and his troops began their march to the sea during the U.S. Civil War. Look up his picture. I mean, there's some pictures. You swear he's going to go into Mama Tried.
He
turned 21
now.
In prison, William T. Sherman. You know, the Sherman tank named after him from World War II. 1901, Miller Reese patented the electrical hearing aid. So they finally put together an electric hearing aid. So they didn't have to use that cone or the thing that looked like a trumpet or a French, like a French horn.
Yeah, sticking out of your ear.
Coming out of your... Eh, Sonny? Okay. That was 1901. 1926, I think we heard these for the first time. The NBC Chimes, 1926, the National Broadcasting Company, debuted with a network of 24 radio stations on
this
state.
Pretty impressive. 1926,
1937, they used air conditioning in the U.S. House and Senate for the first time.
That was a welcome change.
All those sweaty old men in there,
it couldn't have been good.
Use a Glade plug-in. 1939, President Franklin Roosevelt laid the cornerstone of the Jefferson Memorial. That was Washington, D.C., 1939. 1956, there was a new movie out.
And introducing Elvis Presley as Clint Reno, who loved his brother, but also loved his brother's girl.
Hey. Oh.
I know you and Kathy used to be kind of fond of each other, but... Well, you ain't got no hard feelings against either one of us now, have you?
Hard feelings? Me? Why, of course not.
I hoped it'd be that way, Vance.
The movie was Love Me Tender. It was Elvis's first movie, his first film. He went on to star in a number of films, as you know. And it opened on this date, 1956. 1969, the first Wendy's hamburger restaurant opened. Dave Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Columbus, Ohio. Wendy's, again, will be the site of where you could buy the Minnesota Country Salute CDs on Friday.
Yes. The Square.
Black Friday.
Not the original one in Columbus, Ohio.
No, not the original one in Columbus, Ohio. That would be kind of a stretch.
Don't drive to Columbus.
Bob Country is not that big yet.
Have we all enjoyed a triple? A Wendy's
triple? Oh, I've had a triple. Oh, yeah.
Look at this crew.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I haven't had a triple in quite a few years.
I had to expand. You really have to open your mouth to get a triple in. I mean,
I'm kind of thinking I should go have a triple.
You have that's one hamburger you need to do pre-stretching. Like you're preparing to exercise, preparing to partake in some kind of an athletic endeavor. You actually have to stretch and go, like that to get that thing in there.
That's a big burger.
1969, Wendy's made its debut. 1980.
Lady.
Oh, yeah.
For so many years, I thought I'd never find you.
He's raspy. He's Kenny Rogers.
You have
he tapped Lionel Richie to help write and produce this song. This was number one on the pop singles chart, 1980 on this date. Boy, when he sang Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer with Kim Carnes, that was some raspiness together.
The two
of them. They should just put Suzanne Plachette and Lucille Ball on that album, too. That was 1980. 1981, a popular news show debuted.
This week with David Brinkley. Now, from our Washington headquarters, here's David Brinkley.
President Reagan has traveled all over like a candidate for sheriff,
trying to help elect Republicans to the U.S. Senate.
I love David Brinkley because that is his delivery. We're going to talk to Ronald Reagan and talk about Reaganomics.
His distinctive style. That was great. That was a good impression.
He was 81. I'm doing Rich Little doing David Brinkley pretty much, because I had that album, The First Family Rides Again, and I listened to it over and over and over again. It was unbelievable. I wore it out. 1990 on this date. Neil Freeman, sing along, would you? This is true. Girl, you
know it's true. Why, they didn't.
Ooh, 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 I love you.
I would just be lip syncing.
Rob and Fab of Milli Vanilli. Their producer on this date confirmed that they were lip syncing. But artists lip sync all the time at their live shows. They're running around and jumping and they're not out of breath, so you can tell.
They lip sync on the actual recording?
They lip synced on the recording. Or, that somebody else recorded it.
Yeah.
You know what you're saying?
They just put two good-looking guys or something like that.
And anybody who was on American Bandstand, they lip sync too.
All the time.
So Milli Vanilli on this
date. Did we lose Milli or
Rob and or Fab? One of the two passed away. Yeah. I think it was Rob Pilatus. Or it could have been Fab.
Morvan and Rob Pilatus.
Yeah. 1990 was that date. Their whole world crumbled.
They had to give it back.
1992. So they had the moves. They had the grooves. They had the looks. They just didn't have the voice. And they had the hair. They had everything going other than the voices.
Manning throwing outside. That is complete to Hillman. Out of bounds at the 22-yard line. That is a 4-yard pickup and a brand new record.
Peyton Manning becomes the all-time leading pass getter. Passer, passing yards, 71,840.
That's a lot.
With that completion to current Viking Ronnie Hillman.
Mm.
And he passed Brett Favre.
Sure.
And that record, Tom Brady is nearing that record. Drew Brees is on his on his heels. He'll have to play maybe a few more years to reach Peyton Manning. But 2015 is when that happened on this date. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
I know you've been sworn. I have read your complaint, sir. What did you purchase from the defendants?
A waffle cone maker, Your Honor.
All right. Did you have a written contract?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure he has written contracts. He has affidavits. Mm-hmm. And Rusty the bailiff will gladly come over and grab them from you.
Right.
It was the ice cream cone batter matter on People's Court. And Judge Wapner is celebrating. He's 97.
That's amazing.
When somebody screws you out of ice cream cone batter, don't take the law into your own hands. You take him to court.
That's right.
As Doug Llewellyn would say.
The people's court.
And his helmet hair.
Right.
Joseph Wapner, still 10 minutes to Wapner. Yeah, 10 minutes to Wapner. Yeah, 10 minutes to Wapner. He's 97 today.
Amazing.
Can you believe that? He's still going. I don't think he's deciding on cases right now. Unless maybe he might, at the old folks home, he might have his own little court.
He's got his own little kangaroo court there.
Who stole the pudding?
Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hold him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the truck cafe.
C.W. McCall.
C.W.
8 stools and a promise.
8 stools and a promise.
C.W. McCall, what was his real name? I wrote it down here. His real name, Bill Freeze. He was working for an ad agency, and they were doing bread commercials for Old Home Bread made by the Metz Baking Company. He made these commercials, and he did that voice. He did that song, or kind of the, you'd say, singing, and it just took off.
Yeah,
it took off, and of course, he did Convoy.
Yeah,
and Around the World in a Rubber Duck.
Sure.
And a couple of other ones. Wolf Creek Pass is a good one.
Wolf Creek Pass.
That's the old home.
Politics too, or something like that.
That's the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe for CW. Still going strong. Big part of Bob Country. We'll play you Convoy some point in time this week, I'm sure. Cab over Pete with a reefer on.
Oh, there's not a dry eye in the room.
CW McCall is 88 today for the great CW McCall. He kind of took advantage of the CB craze
in the 70s. So.
CB craze was going crazy.
Out of hand then.
Let's head to the studios of WJM-TV in Minneapolis.
The past 3 years, our ratings have been week in and week out absolutely terrible. But lately they've started to slip.
What are you implying, Lou? That I'm going downhill, that I'm getting slipshod, that I'm losing my touch? I mean, if that's what you mean, why don't you come right out and say it?
You've gone downhill, you've gotten slipshod, and you've lost the touch.
There's Ed Asner as Lou Grant. Let's see what Ted Knight has to say.
Come on, Lou, be serious.
Hello.
It's hard for him not to steal the scene.
It's very
hard.
It's
Ted Baxter. Yeah. Ed Asner, Lou Grant, still going strong. He's 87.
Fantastic.
Happy birthday, Petula Clark. Here's my favorite Petula Clark song. Sing along.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine. Softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than
the... Of course, she did Downtown. Don't Sleep in the Subway. Brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above. There is nothing in this world that could ever change my love. There you go. That's Petula Clark is 84. That's a big Q song. You can hear that one. Jack Burns, very distinctive voice. He let's just, you know, when I was a kid, he did these PSAs, the crash test dummies, Vince and Larry.
Have you lost your head?
That's what I'm trying to avoid, my friend.
But Vince, if we don't belly up to the bullseye, how else can we prove that safety belts save lives?
Oh, it ain't working, Larry. Nobody's listening. Oh,
sure they are. Look at them. They're buckled up.
Hey.
Them too.
So maybe eating all these dashboard hors d'oeuvres is...
That's Jack Burns, along with Lorenzo Music,
okay,
who did the voice of Carlton the Doorman on Rhoda and the voice of Garfield.
Right.
As the crash test dummies, Vince and Larry. Now, you probably know Jack Burns because they wanted him to come in and replace Barney Fife, right?
Didn't work out real well. He played a few episodes, and then when Barney came back, he made a couple of cameos, which he won Emmys for. But and then he was part of a comedy duo on his deal. You know what I mean? Huh?
Well, yeah. Huh? Yeah. And he was with Avery Shriver.
Avery Shriver. Burns and Shriver. Yeah.
He kind of had that voice. He kind of had that distinctive voice, and he's Jack Burns. He's 83 today. Sam Waterston, you saw him on Law & Order, 76 today.
Mm-hmm.
One-fourth of ABBA.
I know there's something going on.
Her name is, she was one of the A's, Anna Frieda Lyngstad. This is her solo hit from the mid-80s.
Sure.
I know there's something going on. You know who's playing the drums there? Phil Collins.
Oh,
he helped
nice.
Produce that song for Anna Frieda, a.k.a. Frieda. Bob Gunton, the warden.
I see you two all the time. You're thick as thieves, you are. He must have said something.
Also, warden. Not a word.
Lord, it's a miracle! Man up and vanished like a fart in the wind.
There he is, Bob Gunton. From Shawshank Redemption.
Best movie of all time.
71.
That's one of the greats.
Today, Beverly D'Angelo from National Lampoon's Vacation.
He shouldn't even have a license to drive an automobile. He should be behind bars.
Sit down and shut up.
That's Beverly D'Angelo with, of course, the great Imogene Coca as Aunt Edna.
Move out of that seat and I'll split your lip.
Beverly D'Angelo, Clark Griswold's mom, wife. Ellen. Griswold. She's 65 today. Kevin Eubanks, he was the band leader on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno years and years and years.
No relation to Bob Eubanks.
No. They were different colors. Kevin Eubanks is 59. Not that they can't be related.
Right.
Kevin Eubanks, 59. He just sit there with his guitar usually, right?
Yeah.
He's 59 today. Country singer Jack Ingram.
That's a man.
I believe he's also Barefoot and Crazy.
Man out of Texas. Saw him up at Moondance. He was very good. He put on a great show, and he had a left-handed lead guitar.
Crazy. You just can't go left.
I know. It's just awesome.
Jack Ingram, 46.
Look at this photograph.
One of PT's favorite bands.
They're my guys. Jack Kroger.
Jack Kroger is 42 today.
Was it Jack or Chad?
Chad.
It's Chad. They get a bad rap because they were just so popular. They're too popular for their own good. So now they're kind of a punchline now. Nickelback.
Yeah,
is, right?
When you get really popular and then people want to rip you.
Kind of like the Bob Morning Show.
That's right.
Chad Kroeger from Nickelback is 42 today. Rapper B.O.B. Bob is 28 today. And our very own Carl Anthony Towns, the big cat from the Timberwolves, he can now legally go out and buy a drink. Carl Anthony Towns is 21 today.
Still a young man with a lot of skills.
I'd like to see him go for about 45 tonight.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Against the Charlotte Hornets.
Gone but not forgotten, shall we say. What about, let's go right to Stanford and Son here. Stanford and Son actor Whitman Mayo. You certainly remember him as Grady on Sanford and Son.
You played that flapjack?
I didn't have to. That flapjack was dead on arrival.
Well, that's all right. Don't worry about it. Tomorrow I'll fix you a whole stack of flapjacks with oatmeal.
Hey, Grady, I can't eat flapjacks and oatmeal. That's too filling.
Not flapjacks and oatmeal, flapjacks with oatmeal. Flap meal.
You just can't beat Grady. And of course, there was Lamont, and he was being his usual big old dummy.
Yeah.
Big dummy.
That's so good. Whitman Mayo, born on this day, 1930. Stage and screen actor John Kerr may remember him from Peyton Place and South Pacific, 1931. Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer Clyde McFatter.
Come on and talk to me.
That was a solo hit, right, Jimmy?
Yeah. He's one of the founding members of the Drifters.
Sure. He's Clyde McFatter, and he was born in the state 1932. Hall of Fame soul singer Little Willie John, born in the state 1937. And we'll save one here. I got to throw in my rapper, ODB.
Which stands for? Old Dirty Child Without a Father.
Correct. Okay. That's what it stands for.
He was the one who jumped up. Now, he jumped up on the stage one time without a shirt. Didn't he do that, ODB?
I don't know.
At some concert somewhere. PT, well, look for
it.
Are
you sure you're not just looking and thinking of Kanye?
No.
He was, of course, a member of the wonderful band Wu-Tang Clan, which I...
He was Wu-Tang.
I don't have any idea about any of that, but I know you guys would know it. And there's somebody that PT may know. Professional Wrestling Hall of Famer, and I've already snapped into a Slim Jim today. Randy Macho Man Savage was born on this day, 1952.
Not only the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt must fall, but the World Heavyweight Championship belt. Because Hulk Hogan, I am the cream, the cream of the crop. And there is no one that does it better than the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Is going to rise to the top. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you something, Mean Gene Hulk Hogan. When the cream is going to rise to the top.
Ooh, I can't tell the difference.
I know. Is it Macho Man Savage?
It's the thing is, if you go back and watch those videos just in general, you wonder, what were they doing right before the video, right? Like, was he just sitting in the lunchroom and he just sees a coffee creamer, and he just decides, I'm just going to go on.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah,
you remember this one?
Yeah,
He's taking the little creamers at the cafe, and he's putting them on his head, and he's giving them to Mean Gene.
So good. The Macho Man.
He died too young.
Way too young.
As did ODB.
What did he die of? What was
being a wrestler.
I think he got in a car accident.
Oh, the Macho Man. He was born on this day.
Heart attack.
1952. Certainly the Macho Man lives on here. He's gone. But not forgotten.
C.W. McCall spent two terms as mayor of Ouray, Colorado, 1986.
Of course,
he did. Terms. Why wouldn't he? Rob Paulides, he was the gentleman that died.
Rob.
It was not Fab. And Fab went on, by the way, to have a DJ career. He worked at Kiss FM in L.A.
That's what happens to all those guys. They just fall down to the bottom. They get spit out at the bottom of the entertainment ladder, which just happens to be DJ.
Radio DJ, absolutely. And by the way, a little FYI or kind of some interesting information about the NBC chimes. G3, E4, and C4, first ever audio trademark by the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
No flats in there or sharps. They were all just whole notes.
Yeah. Whole notes.
As far as I know.
Okay. Well, we're going to go back to Dan Rodriguez in Studio B here in just a little bit. Let's remember Holly Dunn now. Passed away here today. Bob FM.